Praise the Lord. Welcome to the 18th of February. Today is Saturday, the 18th of February, 2017. And I'm delighted that you've joined us on our Seeds of Destiny today. Our topic today is over busyness, an enemy of the anointing. I'm sure somebody goes, ouch, they're talking about me, over busyness. Well, let's look at what we'll be looking at today. Our Bible reference says, and Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Luke chapter 10, 41 and 42. Thought for the day. The anointing of the Holy Spirit cannot settle in a life that is too busy and full of diverse activities. God delights in man having a steady relationship with Him above every other thing in life. However, many Christians are busy working for the Lord while the Lord of the work is abandoned, as was the case with Martha in our anchor scripture for today. They are too busy for God and for their lives, that their hearts and their minds are too noisy and disorganized and disorderly and full of diverse activities. Many things struggling for their attention, concentration, and for their focus. It might be business or other kinds of pursuits. In fact, they live lives that are permanently distracted. Beloved, the anointing of the Holy Spirit cannot settle in a life that is too busy and full of activities. A life with so many competing priorities and focuses is not conducive for the habitation and the operation of the Holy Spirit of God. When a man is encumbered with the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the pursuit of other things, it is impossible for the anointing of the Holy Spirit to settle in such a life. My dear brothers and sisters, I counsel you today to concentrate your energies on your relationship with God, and from the strength of that relationship that you derive in relationship with God, you will be catapulted to affect your generation. Your business begins to work easier and faster. Whatever it is you are engaged in begin to flow at an easier dimension. To be too busy for God, my beloved, is to be too busy for your own good. That shall not be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. Remember this, the anointing of the Holy Spirit cannot settle in a life that is too busy and too full of diverse activities. Praise the Lord. What's our assignment today? Number one, decongest your life from anything that makes you too busy to have a quiet time with God. And number two, jealously guard your prayer and your Bible study life, and God will grant you victory in the name of Jesus. Let's pray. Say this after me. Help me, Lord, to treasure my relationship with you above everything else in life. Give me the grace to stay focused on you and not to be distracted. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I'm excited and I thank God because I know that God is already answering that prayer in Jesus' name. But I want to pray for somebody today who wants to say, Pastor, pray for me. I don't have a solid relationship with God. If the rapture takes place now or something happens now, I'm not sure I'm going to make heaven. And you want me to pray for you, anywhere you are, just lay one hand on your chest and say this after me. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for my sins. I know I'm a sinner. I need your help. Jesus, come into my life. Be the Lord of my life. Wash away my sins and make me a new person. Thank you, because I'm now born again. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Congratulations. That's a great one. That's a great step. And I believe that the Lord will grant you amazing victories after this in the name of Jesus. I bless everyone listening to me today. I declare the blessing of God upon your life in the name of Jesus. You shall fulfill destiny. You shall do well. The hand of the Lord shall be mighty upon you in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Have a wonderful day and the Lord bless you. Don't forget to be in our Sunday services tomorrow. They're going to be power packed. They're going to be awesome. God's presence, mighty, tangible, and you can't afford to miss it. Be sure to join us, and I know that the Lord will bless you in Jesus' name. Have a great day. Forever, Lord, but for your